So I always forget to do the homage. So to him who in his compassionate wisdom taught the sacred Dharma for the shunning of all views, to him, to Gautama, I bow down. First I would just like to say good evening to everyone, and I don't have anything special to say other than His Holiness the Dalai Lama is coming to New York on the 23rd to have a surgery done, and will probably be here for about 3 months in the United States recovering, so I imagine that makes you kind of happy. It makes me happy to know that he's here as well.
So,
as per usual, we'll begin with a little meditation, and then I'll go into an explanation of the text, and then we'll get to question and answers, whatever sort of doubts or questions, qualms you might have, feel free to ask. So we have done various different kinds of meditation here, and I've had some feedback that doing a meditation where we kind of remain in a sort of empty, open vacuity with the mind, not thinking about anything whatsoever, that this can be beneficial. So we'll do this again for a little bit. This kind of meditation, we could talk about it as being like sort of cutting conceptuality. It is a similar meditation to what we see like carried down through Dapulhaje and the tradition of the Kagyus coming from Milarepa and so forth, dealing with what we call the Great Seal or the Mahamudra kind of meditation. There's different names given to this, like sort of liberating conceptuality or liberating the mind itself. So here, if we do this well, beginning by sort of resting the mind in a natural kind of a state, this brings about some sort of repose for our mind and our body as well. And then from within that state, to be able to identify the kind of luminous, the clear light nature of mind, this is sort of like the beginning of some of those meditations. It's similar to what we see in some of those traditions.
So
we're going to do sort of instructions as we go along and meditate. So begin by getting yourself in a comfortable kind of a posture. So begin by like resting your body, relaxing it. And then beginning with your head, like any sort of tension that might be there, allow that to release, let that relax.
아니 동바양마 지르르 답샤 담내 마셔보시.
And then let your face relax. Don't let there be any sort of tension, but let all of that release.
And then
don't let yourself sort of be askance or askew. Let all of the tension in your like shoulders and neck release and become sort of even. And then your back as well, don't allow it to be sort of like tensed up, but have the spine like sort of sit straight and relaxed. And then your chest area, like don't allow there to be any sort of tension, but again, release and relax that.
That in a same day, and the day in this hotel.
And then as for your mind, don't think about anything in the past.
And then Mao Bayang did on teaching with some baggage, some not training, Matashi.
And then don't think any thoughts about the future, like, oh, I need to do this or that. And so then the present mind, don't allow yourself to give rise to any sort of conceptual thoughts or follow after them. There are various types of minds that will arise, but try instead to place your mind in like a really stark emptiness or vacuity, a really vivid sort of emptiness, not engaging with any of those thoughts. So then, in that state of like really clear, vivid vacuity or emptiness, we'll place the mind and meditate for a few minutes.
No, thank you. But, dine ma. Ta sache gong to chepe na tiri. Angam so sache sumba, sumba tiri rado. Da tambo, nandu tenji chue tenpa to sara. Nguishi cheng juga sem chungwae to sara. Ta nguishi cheng juga sem di, oos changyue kachare ta. Dine, jengai cheng juga namdo gyurwa siga di nanata. Tamak tsikang chik matalayo mari. Ne tamak tsikang di karasan chala kantuk kondu char sego diri.
So then picking up in the text of this seven-point mind training, we are on the third point. And so this, we have gone through the presentation of the preliminaries, the basis, and then training in the awakening mind, the main practice. We went through that with some detail. Then we've arrived at taking adverse conditions onto the path of enlightenment. And we are right now at the very last line of that section, which says, relate whatever you can to meditation right now.
Tambodhi kenge chengchul namdo gyuru sige te kadula ta tunki ngushi kadula, tunki ngushi kadula ani ta peki kenge kende chungi nga ta katib chaktang te tu sisanga tang deyang chengchul sim tang, tungi gombe tang tene jura shi, tene sanga tang chenegi tunki kadu yimbache ani tene ta tunki kadu yimbe na ani tunzemi kadula yang sanga kende tang kuri Lando, that Tunzen Ketula, Tala Kandu, Gondu Jarra Setu, Tunzen Ketula, eh? Amzu Tachi Kala Seture, Mitan Yamdo Ketcha Seture, and the Data Mandayo Indu, did you any king as Yungurua? Did you king a Yundu, king a Karachon and a king as Yundu? Did you, yeah? Some of Kartangori, Setu, Tala Kandu, what you say, all the Tilamori.
So here we are again on this line of relating whatever you can to meditation right now. And so when this comes to a sort of meditation, we can talk about the actual meditation session. When we have adverse conditions, how to sort of think about those within a session, how do we deal with and confront various obstacles that arise? But during the session, we're also doing things like meditating on bodhicitta and emptiness and so forth. When it comes to then the times between formal meditation sessions where we're doing like some sort of meditative equipoise, it's actually in the breaks kind of between those formal sessions where we're talking and interacting and dealing with other people. And this is often when we are going to encounter adverse conditions. So then how, like what advice or how do we apply the proper kind of technique to those situations?
Tatala kanduk se tu ta tit kap kabla tunjam me nar ta chik to tunjam ka sigru ani de tun ne kap so pe cha sha na ani lu la top ja gop ja na za to bu chong so na ani de tu sa ma kar tang gore yes chik ri ta ta la lu la na za to chi de chong yin ba yin ani de tu sa ma kar tang gore sa na kap tu la ani ana nasa tinte chungsha ta nasa chungye ti chua chingne chena taka tume kime tinte mare ni ngarangi lesa pa wangi chungye ngire sam ta damsa kaha sama matanga che ta nasa chungsung tima song sama sama che ni namsa digi katip chakya laya ma nasa luyla nasa lewe re ina semgi nasa te chero matanga che sem kito ane nasa te ma chungru tanya che to 가르쳐버려 세운데 직전에 나랑 그 내가 온 게 중요한 게래 직전에 나랑 그 사단 그 돈에 뭐 중요한 게래 직전에 나랑 통등 중요한 뭐 중요한 게래 아니 네가 답시 매번 말해 답시 요래 맹강대 요래 맹사해 요래 맹발까지 치해 요래 냠용쟁 그 밀까지 치해 요래 어 대속까지 치면 아니 답답 치해지 도와디 다 생각 강한 좀 마상 마치 아 충분당 우리 예스고
So here, as an example of what it means to relate whatever you can to meditation right now, again, we have like the times when we're in session, but those times as well when we're not formally sitting down. And during those occasions, like say, for example, you fall ill, you have some sort of ailment of your body. So here, when we deal with or when we encounter a situation like that, we should reflect, like recognizing that whatever is happening to us is not happening causelessly. It doesn't arise just from happenstance, but rather it occurs due to causes and conditions. If we immediately think like, oh, I'm sick, I'm hurt, and that's the sort of thought that we have, while we have some sort of ailment of body, we're increasing that through our way of thinking. And instead, we should be using our thinking in order to reduce our suffering. So we should use our mind in that way to think, well, this is something that occurs due to various causes and conditions. Let me find out why this is happening. Some of our ailments are due to our karma, or maybe we are not eating properly, or maybe we have some kind of an ailment. Whatever it is, we can go to a doctor, we can search out someone who might have more knowledge or experience. We apply ourselves in that way to whatever will alleviate that suffering, rather than thinking like, oh, I'm sick, and harboring those kinds of thoughts that actually increase our suffering.
Kei shenpoda kei ingi maare, nga nega nasa dhubwa ka kazu kazu yuri samniya, disi nasa ma senpe shiru matangana chungru utang. Chua chingne ya nasa di, da leng ngamba chigi dhribu yinba yindu, leng ngamba da sebare, ane peyako chungri sam. Leng ngamba da dhribu minchare, da peyako chungru sam. Ane tanda nasa di, leng ngamba wangka chungri na, maungba la nasa mayongaya che tu, Lega, Ducha Machi, and the Lega, this Yaga Changyang, the semi. So, so, Chola Samutayana, Lega Ducha Machi, Shella Samutayana, Shelega Ducha Machi, Sampe, O di Samutan, and give it Chola Pa Kumatan, O Tusche Ore.
So from another point of view, we can think of whatever kind of illness or sickness that we have, there are undoubtedly many others with worse kinds of ailments that are facing them. And so we shouldn't have this thought of like, oh, I have it the worst, because there are definitely those that are more sick than we are, for example. And so too, if we reflect upon the fact that our suffering through an illness is due to our past karma, we have created some kind of karma that is ripening in this result. And because that is happening, we're sort of exhausting that bad karma that we had accumulated in the past. And so we can sort of have a thought of like, yes, I'm exhausting this, this is ripening. And another way of thinking, we can see that again, our suffering, our illnesses come from non-virtuous karma. And so therefore, this is kind of encouraging us to avoid non-virtue. If we don't want to experience this type of suffering again in the future, then we should make sure that we don't do bad actions, and we should encourage others not to do bad actions as well. So when it comes to the kind of suffering that we experience, it can actually be an encouragement to have joy in virtue and avoiding non-virtue.
What is it, yeah? Tunzam Kedula, Mitapaso, Kesepto, Sier Kedula, and Tokja Gogella, Controlan Gator of Chonsona, Controlan Gazet of Siesona, Dias Samakan's Tangula, Controlan Gachondu, and they got Samakanto's Tangu, and Amsan, Kogi, Controlan Gatti, Tobu in Bayanare, Sosu Bibinja inare, Sosu Tachi. Kabun yewe yinare, ane sazan yinare, ta tindeche ki kondro roche na yinba yina, ane kondro te namsan kola pa, tso kondro na andu, namsan pa kondro mananche, peke kecha tila shimjuk je che, karangwe ne kaa yina menasam, tseya goji che, ane tseya goji che tsareka je la, ane peke kondro longa ke shirabuchi tindeche yewa yinba yina, padan, Korangi chichana, Korangi, Nyamonga wang it in the chung injury, Korangi, Kulung, Samotan, Matiba, Nyamonga in the chung injury. Some charging a co-condo the line, Kingi, Nan pass Samotan, 아나 스포코 미에게 그거 빼야고 싶어서 삼바시 다 컨트롤한 게 맨날 스포 거미야 이 말아 스르고 스포 거미 아주 미메살 다지 가야 메시지를 또 주대서나 스베 냠니 하는 용에서 이 말했다 컨트롤한 게 이 말아 아니 스베 냠니 그네 그게 약슈티 아니 컨트롤해서 컨트롤한 게 되리 그게 딜하고 안함 컨트롤라 이거 말해 다시 보고 미안하 그게 약속들이 어디 대수 원상같이 저 전에 아니 다 고랑에 뭔가 샤왕왕에 안진데 중화래 양만한 라스래 왕에 양만한 진데게 직생 두배 왕에 양만한 명모왕 진데 중화인데 이메나 아니 닌지 고랑 두개 대왕에 중화래 상같이 닌지고 어디데 세냐 그게 공로기에 소수 파티를 맞을 마 진데 자고
So again, during the kind of intervals between meditation sessions, we might run into someone who, say, gets angry at us. Whether this is someone that we like, that we feel close to, like a friend, a relative, our partner, whoever it may be, or not, whoever it is that sort of gets angry at us, we should initially approach this with not retaliating, not responding in kind. But the first important thing to do is to really like listen to or try to figure out why they're angry, what they're actually trying to say, and try to resolve the kind of situation without escalating it further through our own anger. But even if maybe it seems like there's not a proper sort of reason, looking at the person who is getting angry, we should view them as though, you know, maybe they are doing this out of their own kind of delusions, their own confusion, being under the control of their own afflictions. They're acting in this way. They're getting angry at me. And so reflecting in that way, we can kind of distance ourselves from that response of getting angry in turn. As well, if we have someone who gets angry at us, they are providing us with a great opportunity to practice patience. I mean, the best teacher of patience is someone who provokes anger or who is trying to make you angry. And if we are like off in some isolated place with no people, nothing whatsoever, we don't have very many opportunities to practice patience. Really, the people who provoke us, the people who get angry at us, are the best chances we have to practice our patience. So we should think about it in that way, reframe how we are looking at this other person. And so too, we should recognize like maybe in some situations the person is actually really drunk or intoxicated in some way and they are acting the way that they are due to that. But it's also that they're under the control of their own afflictive emotions and sort of drunk in that way. And looking at them like that, we can really generate a sense of compassion for this being that is acting in this way without having ourselves get angry in turn.
어디지가 튼집을 내갑소 대대기 경에 땅에 빼니지 시작을 대라소가다 경에 가르쳐오이나 뒤뒤삼을 땅고야지 어디 대단 대자고시 삼을 땅고 오래 아니 니네 땅에 대단 대네 트여네 나랑 좋다 틀림스게 좋아하다 대시고 지 개침 같은 것도 아니 틀림스게 돼 중앙인배네 틈부스게 돼 중앙인배네 시네 은혜 나랑 좀 미난라 기부 띠기 쓰게 용해지래셔. 아니, 띠, 다, 둘름 지사띠, 다, 소수당감 균대, 그, 내 냠도, 로안 띠게, 냠도 띠게 주로, 어디 띠는 둘름 지고야 띠, 개체쇼시 동도.
So this, then the line, relate whatever you can to meditation right now. This is how we are able to sort of think about the various kinds of adverse situations we might encounter and say generate compassion for that being. But just as a sort of aside to this or a related matter, I'd like to speak to the importance of having harmony. Really, when we are talking about this, this is created through the kind of interactions that we have on a daily basis with those around us. And having harmony between them is something that is really important in our interactions between those that we interact with regularly. I'd just like to speak to the importance of this.
망 채셔야 돼 소수의 가방 예부터 냉면 변시 양만아 아니 사장이 부르 어디리 어이뭐이 뜨 다디 부르 나도 빼 지 파마이 뭐이나 파마니 부디 빼 등부치에 보였대 시오케진 거 아니 등부치에 봐라 아니 사장이 무슨 남에도 파마니 부디 빼 등부치에 봐라 가르치고 또 쓰나 지그지그라 당보 당보 장샤 지 제거돼 백해진 거 등부 용해라 장부 정샤 직 제거 백해 전부래샤 되네 가르도 야 등부 용해라 김두 매바치 아니 미디 둘레 요두 배다 라바다 마소나 라바 디텐 장부로와 디텐 미디 땅 카차 용두 아니 야 배때 내가 독조전에 김루 텐 주로 내가 수부치에 라바를 김두 요원 신기 어다 디 소수기 아, 조부조무 옛날에 오다 대기 사상이나 대보로나 김두 마치워치 눈에 내가 가라 지구요 요한테 잡라 가라 지구요 요한테 내가랑 지구와 치토나 김두 매버 치토나 정부배 가세거래 등부배 용해지기거래 아니 초아치님 아니 파마 버루 옛날에 파마당 구구 버루 옛날에 조부 그다음 가본 예보 사상 버루 옛날 댐직 지우를 소소소소라는 게 댐직 순구의 지우와 댐직 순구에 대면에 강도 지독의 순구에 대해 시보 개신보 아니 대대기 댐직도 또 송투송나 아니 랑신기 투부용해래 아니 초아진에게 찌그찌그라 바 진조지에 대해 고향 대독 소라 요조지래 말아양 대독 소라 요조지래 인바 인두 디시에나 코란 뉴그지에 Nishena kokegri, samsamke, and paso, sinjo yuasi kore. Nichikichika paso, samlo yako, chitang to be, samshi chi to get. O did it chuena? Ani, be tubuyungre sangadu.
So, here, having harmony in our relationships, I mean, those that we interact with most are really our loved ones, whether it is like our friends or our partner or children and parents and so forth. To have harmony in these relationships is something that is really important. To be able to have a kind of a relationship that is harmonious, I think one of the most important things is honesty, is speaking in a way and acting in a way that is honest. So we need to be able to be very honest with the people that are in our lives, those really important relationships. And going really along with that, I think in the English it might be like not to be two-faced or sort of hypocritical, in the sense that what you do in front of that person is the same thing that you would do behind their back when they're not watching, to have a kind of integrity, and that we act the same way, whether in front of that person or when they're not watching as well. So whether this is between like parents and their children, a partner, friends, this kind of having like an honesty as well as that kind of integrity in terms of how we act is really important for having harmony. And so too is protecting the kind of commitments that we have made to each other. So those sorts of promises or things that we are sort of committed to doing for one another are things that we should respect. And this really goes hand in hand with having a recognition that the other person has feelings. Like, we want to be happy and don't want to suffer. They too have those kinds of feelings, and we should treat them with the kind of good and kind thoughts that we would want to be treated with ourselves. And so I think that we all know the benefit of having harmony in our relationships, and I would say that harmony is really built on a sense of honesty and trust.
Then I got so catchy, star, this mojo and nega, mutton, but this egg, she's chung and nega, so catchy, sound, tin nega, so, and he, tambo, bech, numb dog, beget this mutton, but tea, numb dog, chir matache, eh, ya, good dian chimney, cook a dian chimney, was in the numb dog, tap a mumble, sir, eh, dian, numb dog, catcher, mojo, check, and then, nine, catchy, was on.
So here, there are those occasions, though, where we are going to have like a disharmony, have disagreements. We come under the control of our afflictions, and maybe we say something that isn't honest or kind, and some kind of little disharmony arises. Now, I think the method for dealing with that is first that we should be careful not to sort of increase the problem through our conceptual thinking, make it bigger by being like, oh, they did this, or this, I did this, and sort of increasing it through the way that we think about it with our various conceptual thoughts, and adding on to the problem. And then there's the recognition that, well, you know, these kinds of disagreements are possible. This is just the nature of relationships. We are going to have those times where we don't always agree. And so recognizing that that is just a kind of possibility is also a way to create a little bit of space. And lastly, is really creating that kind of mental space by reminding ourselves that we need to practice patience, that we need to sort of step back and widen our perspective, have space to be able to like let the other party reflect, and then we can kind of come back and create that harmony again. So I think it's important to have the ability to use these sorts of tools to create a wider perspective, to be able to deal with those inevitable times that we will have little bits of disharmony. But having harmony in our relationships is something that's really important. You can have like a family that maybe has almost nothing. They are lacking in sort of the excellent things of the world. But because they have this kind of harmony within their relationships, they're happy. Whereas you could have another family that is like really wealthy, has all of the excellent things that you could desire. But because there's so much conflict and disharmony in their relationships, like when each individual leaves the house, they don't even really want to come back. It's just like, oh, that's a place of conflict. Like, even though it's this place with all of these excellent sort of possessions, when you're lacking in the kind of harmony in your relationships, it's never going to bring about happiness. So cultivating this and thinking about this is something that's very important.
Tenang karasong resana 배송 셈네 추당 사당 도와나 리무르 제바 텐다 리버키스 대나 메몽 제나 당보탕 최대 제나 타마초동아 서도 텐지 측제송이 다 디둔다데 가라송으로서나 셈네 세다소스 셈티체 아니 셈디 생게 빼라 가라샤브레스나 추디샤브레스 생게 빼들라 추디샤 아니 다 생게 나라 섬로 라마다치 쿠구요와 대당 아니 추라레 무트와 섬나 독자 코르와 대당 추라레 무트와 대베샤르 아니 섬나 독자 마임 바체 야고에 마임 베게 양 섬로 룸마테니 코에조르와 디 아니 살아리 못해봐 대우치 다 셈나 셈 야고 코에 그릇지요라 내조 야가짱 다 직상로 야가짱 코에 디 도라리 못해봐 내신치 디 이바이드 다 대나네 마 대나 요만제라 당부당세드 셈 도자 그릇디 추나리 못해봐 디 내신치 당부디 야가리스 셈 도자 그릇 코에 디 조고조고 매워서 그래서나 추나리 못해서나 대게 말하고 남산 야도와 주례를 못해나 남산 매워치고 뛰는신 셈 두자 코라이나야 어 코야 대 셈데 요거 잡아치고치스 다 두자라 마이도 아가 야고야 마이메 바르마테 살아를 못해서는 유리인지 대그로와 뛰는신치스 자 셈나 야고 짱짱 코야 그랬디 최두 다 최치게 상어 코로와 디 타마디 약쇼들 타마쇼 동아스 최근 상도 다 직진되어 있습니다. 아버지면, 니 돈을 못 채우는지, 돈을 못 채우나, 더 작작 발라, 리무드 매우 채우 말아와. 어디는 신치쇼, 송라, 디, 나랑도 참말 대답자를 했어.
So, here, there will be those times when maybe things aren't quite right and we have disagreements. And then we need to learn to also move past those. We should be able to recognize when we're sort of ruminating on that. Like, oh, this person did that bad thing. They did something that wasn't right. If we just continue to think about those kinds of bad thoughts again and again, it's very much not helpful. We need to, in some ways, try to forget this and move past it, move on. Because really, holding on to those kinds of negative thoughts about someone else is really harmful to us. It's harmful to our mental health as well as our physical health. It can lead to detrimental kinds of effects. So ideally, when we have thoughts that we recognize as negative, we should try to make them as fleeting as possible, let them go and not sort of entrench them. So the Master Nagarjuna has stated in his letter to a friend, which is his advice to the King Dechen Sangpo, he says that there are like three types, like writing on water, like writing on sand, and like writing on stone. For our afflictions, the first is best. And for those kinds of good dharmic thoughts, the last is said to be best or is praised as best. So, like, if we had water, sort of likening our mind to water, our thoughts are sort of like what's drawn in that. And ideally, our bad thoughts should be like a drawing in water, where it's immediately just sort of erased away. We want to try to make our afflictions as fleeting, as short-lived as possible, sort of like something drawn on water. And those kinds of neutral thoughts can be like something drawn on sand or like on the ground that would remain for a relatively long period of time. But when it comes to good, positive, virtuous sort of dharmic thoughts, we want those to be like etched in stone, where it will remain until that stone is broken. So the kind of way in which we deal with our mind, when we recognize that we're having like negative, afflictive thoughts, we should try to rid ourselves of those as quickly as possible, sort of like drawing on water. Whereas when we have those kinds of positive, good thoughts, we should be trying to make them as stable as possible, like something etched into stone.
तो पैसा चलना पामानी पे ठंबुचे या बुचे यो है ना नहीं दी पामानी के यो पे पुग दी के यां पामानी ने या पेटे ने के पे पुग ले या लपचा शोज़ रही हो रे अन्य पुग के 개개 당부대 소리에서는 파마니래. 아니 파마니 주바베 야구당 등부당 가게 있잖아 야구요나 부디에 드는 드는신의 용물이. 아니 파마니 배 대신장 장장잡 갑자기 장장잡 두바 장장잡 주바 도자 장장 아니 동해 다 다직 사야 같은 다 담아다 도시에 친배이나 아니 부디에서 자상 통대도 통대. 간섭니 부부의 대가나 나고 참 참원되기 아니 부부의 마음을 팁샤 책으로 와 이미 뒤 파마는 개 친구 시호에 대인의 파마 속에 어둡시 나로 지스 주의시 다 뒤가 뒤치간 뒤춘다 소이
So here again this is a little bit of a digression from the actual text but really it's so critical for parents particularly but anyone in relationships to have this kind of harmony but for parents especially when they are able to have a kind of harmonious relationship that is something that they are sort of exemplifying for their children children look to their parents as their first teacher if they see the kind of like harmonious good communication between parents ideally that's something that they will come to adopt in their own life whereas if they have parents that are constantly bickering and fighting and arguing with each other and acting in really negative ways towards each other that's what they see that's what they're absorbing as a teaching and so it's just really important that especially parents but others that are in the presence of children that modeling that kind of good harmonious relationship is something that really passes on to the next generation. So I just want to put that out there, and that kind of concludes the commentary to this verse, or this line then.
Well, that's it. 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 로중 디그 나네게 냠레 잡 쳇단 쳇베나 미지직 나노나 냠레 디 도도 잡 쳇스네 냠레 쳇나 아니 근데 지고레 예세 잡 쳇레
So then the next topic is a presentation of a lifetime's practice in summary. So here, if you're to sort of put the essence of or these teachings of mind training into sort of like a small package, like essentialize them or summarize them, then it is in this verse that comes.
Done. 냠네 도도지 티네 쉐베나 아니 컨데지레 세운디 메나 닝고 도르데바 동아타다 제르와샤 티지 포에 당하니 동안이 죄남치스 다 당보 메나 닝고 도르데바 동아타다 제르와샤 소다 직 당보니 우디 디식 십순 고요레 다 냠네 티네 덴베게 냠네 쳇다베 메나 망보 쉬요레스 좀 데데게 마송이 메나 아니 그 가서 손으로서는 좀 대대 고랑게마 부티티데 가서서는 갸다 니 숨지다 되려요레 그 되려요레 다 되네마 좀 대대게 제가 준비하게 야가르케 벤도케 제바 뭐 시고 되나 하상에 아니 땡규르 제바이네 땡규르 니게라서요레 부티 니게라서요레 아니 다 된제게 맹아 Pöge nangla, yige kuto, kuyo go diri, da pöge nangla kaso yunguri, mago yoge da kaso yunguri, o tizugi, da chik nyamle, tsechik nyamle, tine, so, dokdo, menga tizu, so, nyingbu, dokdo, so, dori dhiba yina, ane, tonga ma to, mindu, usung, da, tonga, da tonga di kare isa na, pengbe to, kumbe to, ane, kapusabe ki to, ane, suijinbe to, 맨남게 톱 어떤 마음이 나나 양의 지우도 소리나
So here, this verse then reads, in brief, the essence of instructions is this, apply yourself to the five powers, as Mahayana's transference method is the five powers alone, their practice is vital, or we should cherish their practice. So here, as for the first half of that, in brief, the essence of the instructions is this, apply yourself to the five powers. So here, again, when we think about like the teachings of the Buddha Bhagavan, the Buddha gave extensive teachings. We have here in the Kangyur, the collection of the Buddha's teachings, it's about like 102 or 103 volumes collected of the Buddha's speech. And then there is the Tengyur, or authentic or authoritative commentaries by various Indian masters that comprises about over 200 volumes of text. And then we can think about even following that, there were Indian masters and Tibetan masters as well who gave extensive sort of oral instructions, personal instructions. And if we think about all of the kind of volume of these teachings, it's quite there's quite many of them. But however extensive or vast those teachings might be, they can be sort of summarized, essentialized into these five powers, as it says, apply yourself to these five powers. So here, when it comes to the five powers, as for what they are, there is the power of the propelling intention, the power of acquaintance or familiarity, the power of the positive seed, the power of eradication, and the power of aspirational prayers. So these five sort of comprise all of the other various instructions or essentialize all of those.
다똥나가 나네게 담보 뱀뱀톱 나래 다 고랑 식세드 뱀뱀톱세 마도베 개요 말에 다 뱀뱀톱세나 나랑서 꾸룽 잡으시래 내가 디네 디파르치 내가 디제지치 디양치에디 디네 디파르치치 삼베 꾸룽 삼에 주로 디리 다가 뱀뱀톱세나 어디리 다 단다 니 나가라 뱀바티 뱀바 가르땅 거래 세요 되게 당번에 뱀바 가르땅으로 했어요. 근데 전주부 쌤니부, 된담 전주부 쌤당, 근속 전주부 쌤니부 대, 아니, 뒤에 손에게 다파 상계가 고방 맛없게 팔랑해. 근데 뒤에 마셔보세요. 곰냠백에 뱀바 땅으로 했어. 앙탕벌을 띠송으로 해.
So then the first of these five powers is the power, and I'll use the word, the English, propelling intention. The Tibetan really just has the propelling sort of part of this. And this has the sense of our intention, of like when we say, okay, I'm going to do this now until this time. We're sort of setting our motivation or setting our intention to do or engage in a particular activity for a particular span of time. So here, when it comes to then the training in the mind training, we are setting this kind of propelling intention, saying, I am going to continuously meditate on these two bodhicittas, ultimate and conventional bodhicitta. I'm going to continue to try to train and develop my mind in those. And this is the first power, because it's really like that intention that we set at the beginning to sort of carry us through with what we plan to do.
What did I have to do to my to today? To do the some in my care, but I'm at you some are some say in Baina. That's it. The Harana said, D. Mushi Palaya, near Kazu, took to G, and a change of semi gong, Yambeg, Pematan Grace. And it damn that in the town to women, and a locashi, a change of Kazu took to gong, Yambe Pematan Grace. That in the young to women, and a dawati. And again, Yamati. 아니 아마나 추주 직제 오다 딘딕 발랑에 전주스 니부도 곰 냠베게 네 독스 펜바 땅고래 에세 오다 펜바 땅땅데 땅부티 송고래
So, in terms of the length of time, we might set the intention that I am going to meditate on these two bodhicittas until I attain Buddhahood. But perhaps that seems too daunting, like too far away. We could set the kind of intention of I'm going to continuously meditate on these two forms of bodhicitta for the duration of my life, for as long as I am alive. Or maybe we are setting this for even a shorter period of time. For this length, these couple of years, I'm going to, as much as I am able to, meditate on these two bodhicittas. Or maybe it's like for this month or this day, but we set that kind of propelling intention that we are going to do whatever activity it is for a certain duration of time. And here we can make that in accordance with the kind of mental fortitude that we have.
o t 다 p 바 m 텐 a 스 e 와데 e 바 d e 가 세미니 공 e 베 p 바 m 다 a 데 e 바 e n 가르서는 g 외 n 실 m 남 e 소 e 실 a 디 o r 지 n 브 a 랑 a 텐 a 제 a 베게 e 바 a 소나 a 데 e 바 a 윤 a 게 개외 개와 a 윤 a 소남 a 베 윤제 a 추수 a 마다 a 말 a 추수 a 는 a 로 그래 그 개와 a 당부 a 바 a 마다 a 말 a 아니 다와 a 당 소나 이제게 선남을 세대 다와지 있을때 아니 로카시에 땅소는 로카시에 아니 이게 미스다가랑 그랬나서는 미스다가랑 그랬게 펜바테 쇼티 개와티 대고래 아니 상 마제가 발라네 아니 펜바테 땅소나 소소 상 마제가 발라야 펜베케사테 유티 투스테도 그래 어디 펜바토스 가즈 유리만 땅와데 개체리
So this kind of propelling intention is a virtue in and of itself. This kind of intention of like, I'm going to engage or I'm going to meditate on these two bodhicittas, this is a kind of virtue mind that is carried in accordance with the sort of strength of intention that we make. It will remain, like say we think, oh, for this hour, I am going to really meditate on these two bodhicittas. That propelling intention sort of carries through that period of time where we said like a few months or I'm going to do this for a few years or for the duration of this very life. Or if we're able to really set that propelling intention all the way until Buddhahood, the sort of virtue mind of that intention remains for the duration of that like intention that one has set. So setting a really strong and powerful intention is something that is very important.
What did the Pembati do sit down with the Shibu Keshimpoche? Only Pembagi Tangi, Ani Takalabore, Tuzu Dabachi, and that's Tanda Tuzuti, that Tuzurimbuti Parachi Tanwa. Only did the Pembati Tangi, when I turned at thee? The Yunguena Mina, sometimes to water signa, the Nancy Yunguena Mina, Sanguena, and it did. 용그레스 배차샤바이 나스 땅 아랑수 남균대기 아니 아랑수 롭세 잡으시 속의 요이나 롭세 속에 뒤 아니 주주 다 주주 당번에 니베 파리스 롭세 속에 이스 사다 세소나 아니 베게 개개개야 주주 직내 니베 가서 주주 당번에 니베 파리스 뒤에 뒤에 쓴거 그래 아니 롭주 속에 아니 네한테 주주 당번에 이바파는 년고요 삼네 펜바당사를 펜바당사를 펜바당사한테 아니 주주직 마소팔라 아니 개개개 아 감독 지독체에게 펜바도 요인도 지그래 아니 백의 기록 속에 주주직 버릇라 아니 가수 특도 고치고래 다 되네 주주직 당번에 이바파를 지내 이번 조소나 이번 다들 이번에 아까만 숨쉬지 봐주었으나 아니 기록이야 내 강한 시월이다라고 다 뒤주소 사슴 삼네 당부 편바 조사로 편바대 뒤주도 좋아요 면도 아니 다 배강아 삼네 강아 다 개개가 마주치 가르친 거이나 삼네야 마무여라 어 대체니가 배대 강아 마무지 요인도 대기 편바대 유제대 대대 조사를 대대 하고 대는 신기 아니 대신기 만족이 그좀 전주했습니다. 전담 전주했습니다. 이곰 년배 펜바디야 두스타야나 그런 펜 펜배 뒤쪽 딱 대대고래.
So here, setting that kind of intention, or propelling sort of intention for a duration of time, particularly if we are able to a long duration of time, is really important, again, because it sort of carries through whatever time period we have set as our intention. But we might have a doubt, like, oh, I don't know if that's really how this works, like, I'm not sure about that. So we could think about just sort of a common example to see how it is that our sort of propelling intention really can make a difference. So if you think about, like, maybe when you were in school and there was a lesson, so the teacher is going to be teaching from 1 to 2, and the teacher is going to set an intention to be in that class giving lesson for an hour, and the students, they are going in with like, okay, I'm going to listen for an hour, this class is from 1 to 2, and we can see that when those students have set a kind of intention that, yes, I have class for an hour, once it gets to be like 3 minutes after class, 4 minutes after class, they're really having trouble paying attention and listening. It's like, well, that propelling intention is expired with the time. So we can see in kind of ordinary examples that, like the way that students can be quite troubled when they thought, oh, this was only an hour class and he's still talking, we have that kind of sense of when we set that propelling intention, it's what helps carry us through. So however much we are able to set that kind of intention with regard to saying, however much I can, I'm going to meditate on conventional and ultimate bodhicitta, and whether we're sort of renewing that or setting it for a long time from the start, this is something that really does have the power to kind of carry us through or help to carry us through. Well, this is why it's important for our teachers to be timely, he's saying, if we all sort of have set our intentions in accordance with that. So
here we could set a propelling intention with regard to many different topics or many different things. So the question might arise, well, why here does it specifically mention setting the propelling intention to meditate on conventional and ultimate bodhicitta? So here it's like, well, why those two? The question might arise for us. And so if we think about it, when we look at what are the real sources of harm
for us. What is it that causes us the most trouble or harms us the most? There are really two different things. One is this kind of a grasping at a self, this ego grasping, or the view of the perishable collection, a sense of I. And then there is the kind of self-cherishing attitude that comes from that, seeing ourselves as more important than others. And so really, these are the ones that have harmed us over countless previous lives. This is the source of our trouble and our harm. Although it seems to us like it's external factors, other people, other things that cause our troubles and difficulties, if we really think about it, if we really examine, we can see that it's this sense of I and the sense of like ourselves as being most important that really are the source of our difficulties and troubles. Sometimes these attitudes act like they are our friends, like they are helping us and that they're benefiting us in some ways. But really, when we look at it honestly, we can see that these are the source of our troubles. And so in order to counteract those two minds that are really causing us all of our suffering and all of our troubles, we need to cultivate a kind of understanding of emptiness, ultimate bodhicitta, that has the ability to get rid of, from its root, that kind of grasping at a self. And so that cultivating of ultimate bodhicitta counteracts our ego grasping, and the cultivating of conventional bodhicitta helps to eliminate or gets rid of our self-cherishing kind of attitude. Cultivating love and compassion toward other sentient beings is what is able to eliminate that. So really, cultivating these two bodhicittas gets rid of the source of our troubles.
What? Tendab chanchuk simti, nganji di miyabati, soya la yakshu kore sende, wana yakshu yilu yindang ji kare se sona, ta shini rache kore, yilu yindang di, pina ngaram suki ta nyamnyongi, nang su le, nang su chiki tuanya nyamnyong tena, hindi zi rache miya shiri kire. Ta nang su di, ngaram su, nga sige di, za chimpu shibuyi, samba chi, Pegeci, cukup cukup saja baca. Bagi korang yang mana lini dewan nawaci guruwa, bagi orang nasib sosial cik cukup cukup saja sih bosibu, sih nawaci orang. Di nawan yang sinji, tak tuga mendo sam cepat cepat tu, tak nawan yang sinji mebaca, tak ngarang tu, subuh cahsi, pembunga cahsi, kene, pasca ni ke cie ni ke dek. Nah, tak je cium, zaman cepat cekai di, an tuanam cangju sengi, pergi tuanam cuci ribut juga lah, tuanam cuci ribut di, di ribe se, cepat cekai tuanam cuci ribut di, cepat cekung tu, thamah tak cuci di lah, dah nawan dah sengi, oh, mintu nyambegi loji, leh tu, nama siwu sambat ke mebusudua, agda mebusudua, oh di, ini korang.
So in terms of this ultimate bodhicitta, the wisdom realizing emptiness, in order to sort of reveal to it for ourselves how it is that this is able to eliminate that grasping at an I, really we can sort of reveal this to ourselves by engaging in a kind of investigation, by actually looking at this when we try to engage in sort of reasoning. So when we think about I, it seems like there is something there, like something that we should be able to point to within ourselves that is that I as it appears to us. It seems like it's kind of self-sufficient or objectively existent on its own. But when we begin to investigate all of the various parts of like our body and our mind, looking through all of those, we find that there's the thing doesn't actually exist in the way that it appears to us. And the force of using these kinds of reasonings, and we call these reasonings investigating the ultimate, as in really getting at the ultimate nature of this thing. Does it exist or does it not exist? And when we come to see that it doesn't exist in the way that it appears, we can have a kind of experience of how it damages or it blocks the way that I appears, as though it had some kind kind of like real true existence on its own. Just through our own sort of experience of reasoning, we can get a taste for this. And cultivating it to its highest, we then are able to eliminate that completely.
So then looking at how it is that conventional bodhicitta is able to eliminate this kind of self-cherishing attitude, and first, an attitude of self-cherishing is really this sense of like, we have ourself and then others, and we have this sense of like, well, I should get the best. I want this for myself. Like, if it's a good name, or if it's good food, or if it's reputation, whatever it might be, wanting that for yourself. That's the kind of attitude of self-cherishing. And often this includes like sort of neglecting or not thinking about others. And so when we look at this, we can examine and see, well, does this self-cherishing really bring me happiness? Like if we are, say, in a group and we are dominated by a self-cherishing kind of attitude, everything is about us and we just want to think about our needs and so forth, we can see how in societies, like those people tend to be sort of cast out of the group. Someone who is only interested in their own aims really is not going to make a lot of friends. When you have that kind of self-cherishing attitude that doesn't really view others, you're likely to be sort of pushed out of various groups, not wanted within those kinds of ranks. And when you find yourself in a sort of friendless, lonely kind of position, it's really that self-cherishing attitude that you have to thank for that. So when we think about it, if we can sort of see this from our own experience, someone who is only concerned with what they are getting, with their needs and their profit, really doesn't have or make a lot of friends. And it's not as though just pursuing those kinds of aims for yourself is the only way to go about getting them. We can see that those who actually value others and work for the benefit of others, they end up gaining things like a good
reputation or a good name. Those kinds of accolades come along the way. So we can be doing the same kind of work, but when we have an attitude that it is for the benefit of others, it really transforms the entire enterprise. So here, if we really come to a place where we see that, oh, this self-cherishing attitude is not benefiting me, and it's really when I value and cherish others that I feel best, we can see the benefit in cherishing others and thinking about their needs. And if we really have a genuine desire to be of greatest benefit to others, we can see that right now we don't have that ability, but someone who has become a Buddha does. And this is where we then give rise to this attitude of the mind of awakening, or bodhicitta, thinking that for the benefit of others, I wish to become a fully enlightened Buddha. And so this is really when we come to see the value of that and the value of others, is when we are able to generate an attitude of bodhicitta. So we can see then too that those who really think about the benefit of others receive more respect and reverence, and those that think about others are really valued and have more friends, and this is something that we can establish from our own experience. So I think the time is up for today, and we'll leave some time for questions now, so opening up to any sort of question. Yes.
In regards to harmony in your family, what's kind of best thing you see, where you're caught in the middle, where two people aren't getting along, but they're each coming to you to talk about the other person?
Oh.
You can't get them to talk to each other.
Should
you
be
silent? Or?
The Nangmi Nangla, Pechishana sosota mishembagi mitumba mare ine mishemba ni ki barubla mitumba chi yore srawa ani mi chi ki kara o mishemba di ducha hero ani soso gi nyokra kran kil dawo de yore rwa di tapshe yakche garre sta di mitumba mishemba ni gi nangne mitumba di mebaso yagi tapshe yakche garre
Kunyi Mantumba Chajin Pache?
Lare, ra, ani konso ngusu ta droling che, jewa che yomare. Ine kerang la.
Kunyi Tumba Soyake. Kunyi Tumba Soyake tapshi yakshu kares.
Mare, Tumbe. Tumbe soye tapshi yakshu kares.
Korangi, tang nga mi.
Mi sum yore.
Mi sum yore che. Tang. Arangi Montumba of Chai and Bache, that Miss Subatigi, Gil Denegi, Nani Tumba Sota Carres, et cetera.
Lare, Ra, so Musu Jewa Chegi Mare, Miss Sumba di la O, Di Ranchin Re Roa.
Nay, Tati Tumba Yashuti, Pedro di Mittila, don't understand where the cashing was. Ra. Ta kyrang ke mi gir te ne jura ta mi mi sumi yo cherwa ta kuni tungi me yo cherwa kurang gi le yo chi kuni ke che yo marwa
no
kurang dile ke je she tu gore kore dile ke je di gi dile ke je she tu gore wa ho en du gi ni di gi mi ti gi dile ke she ho du gi tonga tis tang gore tonga kar tang gore sena kyrang na mi ti gi Ani koge yaku yurisigi tu, jurang lega tinte yaku chi yurisigi tinte tinte chigi tu sige te di sige ta lega yaga cha yurwa o tezo yaku tinte lega tu kula shie kukuru ta Ani ki di yang di ki ki yang dile shie hundu dile paa shie hundu ki yang di ki cha di ki lega cha di kula paa shie tu shi Ani kunyi ta chi Digi, Kajatipa, Tachi Yabushi, Jamudu, and Kuni Ozi, Twink, Chachi, Tiz, Lesson, and Shine Kuni, don't only catch a share joy.
Baruki Mila 미셈바기 균제 망보 체결을 와 이제 망보 체나 카레 카레 체거를 스카쿨라고 대거를 와 대거를 배 카레
안돼 다 버릇지는 미셈기 야 균주 체소나 스고로
미셈기
이 버릇라 주도 망보 체소나 다 대 다 균주로 체소나 소소의 장보 장장기 내가 지금 내가 임배이나 아니 나는 농기 개개매 그런 칼을 남나 랍스나 아니 남매셔야 돼 개치슈래
So here, sorry, trying to get the like who's in the middle of who, it gets a little confusing. But when we have a kind of situation where there are two people who there's some sort of disharmony between them, it's not an immediate kind of a fix. So if you're the person in the middle, I'll begin with the last thing that I asked about first, is that like if you have others coming and criticizing another person, right? To just sort of remain without paying attention to that, to like not engage in that kind of criticism or encouraging that in any way, but to try to just like let that be. And the process for then like restoring some kind of harmony is one that would take time, beginning with sort of finding the good qualities of the person that they don't feel harmonious with and trying to like slowly plant the seeds of like you're praising that other person, bringing up the good qualities of that other person that they feel conflict with and like slowly building those seeds. And then you go to the other person and slowly sort of like build up the, you know, praise the good qualities of that other person and try to get them in a place where they can see some good aspect of that other person, right? And when you get them to that level where maybe there can be a face-to-face conversation, then, you know, you proceed from there. But so the I guess the most important elements from that answer are just that to try to not pay attention to whatever sort of criticism they want to bring and to instead try to turn it towards helping them see the good parts of the other person so that hopefully at some point they could have a face-to-face kind of a interaction.
Anything
is okay to
that? Oh yeah.
Yeah? Go ahead.
This is something I'm struggling with today.
Yes.
So I would like Tula's advice. There is a person who's close to me who has a tendency to be very agitated, very anxious, and make a lot of, bad word of vomit.
Yeah. I'm going to go to the next one.
Moran la lamsa om midi nyokra sugre stamo masamlo tangwache in a samlo shembachi kaya yorebes. Kaptu kaptu ki samlo dujam matangwache samlo shemba tapse kare kare yores. If you cross.
Aneta tapse yasho de. Peggy control line at the Jujet, your brother. Control line at you, go concatuina, my chief says. Chicken and Naza won in Girakora. Chicken and Naza won in Girry. Chicken a blue Naza won in Sibiri. Chicken a simple Naza won in Sibiri. The tiny came my embayanaya. Co chicken a Kuranke. Nazuchiwangamagate. Mila kongro mabo langge ke dinje ke lege wangke dinje yusibre dinje yimba yendu ta dinje nega si yendu koto yendu ta koran rawang yo mare samsam de samtang ete kechim bishibre karasana koran ge nazay wong yengire samdu samlo chik yan rawang meba samlata singe nazay wong yengire samdan koran la rawang meba samlata Koran kiyong ama ki mila kongro ma lang ek chiba ong rasan di samu chikta. O dindek samu ma go tang du kona rawang yu amare koran dindek chiye te koran rawang meba ong chungare samsam chi chungay na ni samu di ngarang tana yakshu. Yakshu. Mi rasi yu chiki, mi rasi yu chiki kongro lang suna anju samu tang du kona rasi duwa, kona rawang meba sikwa. O dindek shing samu tang wade kese shure isha.
So here, maybe the best way to approach this, like if you have someone, and I don't know how accurately I translated their sort of character, but someone that creates problems or that gets really angry or really agitated, the best way to think about that is there are causes and conditions that lead this person to be this way, right? So maybe they have some sort of a physical thing going on. Okay, maybe they have a mental illness going on, or maybe it's due to previous karma, like they were habituated in previous lives to like getting angry a lot, but the kind of one thought that you could land on is like, they don't have autonomy. Like they're not acting of their free will right now. And just whatever the reason may be, whether it is a physical ailment, whether it's a mental ailment, whether it's karma, there's some sort of cause that led to this, and like, anyone that had their sort of freedom would not want to act like that, you could maybe recognize. And so just to be able to say, like, they don't have any choice in this, and let it go with that and sort of cut off whatever word might work in English best for you. Like, they don't have autonomy. They're not acting independently, whatever it may be. If that could help to sort of cut that even going down to thinking about what it is that's causing them to be like this, we just realize it's, you know, they don't really have their own control over it.
Yeah, that you do it twice, eh? And that's how I to assist you, go to some to China.
So, our time is up for today, and I'd just like to say thank you to all of you. So, thank you. And,